Welcome to RFD Today from the Country Financial Studio. RFD Today is a news and information talk show that covers the issues facing farmers and those who reside here in Illinois. Here's your host, Jim Taylor.
This is the RFD Radio Network, RFD Today, Wednesday edition from the Country Financial Studio. Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Taylor on this 22nd day of February. So 1 week from today is March the 1st. So I know when I talk to all of our ag meteorologist friends, you heard from one of those yesterday, John Baranek, I know that meteorological winter runs December 1 through February 28th. So next Wednesday is officially the first day of meteorological spring. But we know March can be a touchy month weather-wise. And I know parts of Illinois dealing with rain and maybe some freezing rain in northern Illinois today. So you want to, of course, keep up to date with your local RFD Radio Network affiliate. Let's get to the lineup today. Illinois Farm Bureau President Mr. Rich Giebert will join us. We'll also hear from the Livingston County Soil and Water Conservation District, Rita Fraser, providing some content there. We'll learn about farm rescue today with Dan Erdman, and we'll finish the program talking about FK, Facilitating Coordination in Agricultural Education. District 3 coordinator is Jennifer Waters. That's how we're going to do a Wednesday show. Jim Taylor on the RFD Radio Network.
Where do you go, online or on your phone, for all things Illinois agriculture? The choice is easy, farmweeknow.com. It serves as your one-stop, 24/7 shop for information important to Illinois farmers, plus weather and markets. Farmweeknow.com comes from journalists you trust, from Farmweek and the RFD Radio Network.
It's all ag, all Illinois, all you need. Farmweeknow.com.
FarmWeek and FarmWeekNow.com journalist Daniel Grant connects rural routes for you. With more than two decades of reporting under his belt, Dan is the go-to source for farmers when it comes to commodities. Here's a bit about his rural roots.
I grew up on a grain and livestock farm near Roseville in Warren County. What I love about my job is working with people, traveling across Illinois, and visiting farms along the way.
Be it routes or routes, RFD Radio, FarmWeekNow.com, and FarmWeek keep you connected.
Did you know that most adults with autism are unemployed and a major hurdle is the lack of job opportunities? Well, that's about to change thanks to a new initiative from Autism Speaks, Lee Container, the J. Donald and Laurel Lee Family Foundation Fund, and Delivering Jobs that seeks to create a more inclusive workforce in the U.S. Lee Container is a family-owned business that has found success by staying true to the golden rule, treat others as you would want to be treated. There are hundreds of thousands of people with autism and people with intellectual or developmental differences who are ready and willing to work in our communities. Our coalition is committed to hiring an inclusive workforce, providing training for hiring professionals, and providing guidelines for all employees. Together, we can create a workforce where people of all abilities can contribute and thrive. Will you join us? We are inviting other businesses, institutions, and community leaders to join in. To learn more, please visit autismspeaks.org/employee.
Witness the dedication and the heart.
My great-grandfather was a farmer, and my dad was a farmer, so there's several generations.
Of those that care for the land we have.
The Illinois Nutrient Loss Reduction Strategy has become a thing in and of itself.
An exclusive documentary.
I've never come to the point where I've implemented a practice and I say, let's quit.
Sustaining Our Future, a farm family story. Now available to watch on the Illinois Farm Bureau YouTube channel. Back on RFD Illinois on a Wednesday, the 22nd of February. So happy to be in studio with Rich Giebert, president of the Illinois Farm Bureau. Last month you were here, Rich, and you offered a quote, and I loved it because it says a lot about what you're doing with the board and with the staff.
Good morning, Rita, and it's always a pleasure to visit with you. And I think this quote from Benjamin Franklin is so appropriate as we continue our conversations about the organizational member strategy. And it goes like this. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And, you know, as we talk in the boardroom about the strategy and what our members want to see as I visit and go around the countryside, I believe our membership, our leadership in the country is excited to be engaged and be a part of this. The county managers, the county presidents, our young leaders, all are looking forward to the conversation. And it's an important part that everyone has input into this process of how we engage our members, how do we grow our membership. It's just tough. And you look at some of the survey results, and I'm just going to share one that was a pretty stark result of a survey, that we have more members over the age of 90 than we have under the age of 35. That's pretty tall telling. And so we need to figure that out. How do we engage our members, as I said earlier? How do we involve them, and how do we remain relevant? We're highly respected in Springfield and in Washington, D.C. As our members go out there, they visit with our legislators, not only in those two cities, but here at home in their congressional or their representative districts.
So a very important week here, as you mentioned, Farm Bill, for example, and keeping a watch on what that new Farm Bill will mean to farmers like you and all of those here in Illinois.
Absolutely, Rita. And, you know, you look at what we've gone through the past year, last year in particular, when, you know, you and I visit, input costs were skyrocketing. Commodity prices are at a good area that we can handle and deal with those high input costs. They have come back a little bit. Availability is a little bit better. But, you know, we always have stress and strain in the countryside. You look back to 2012 with the drought. You look at 2019 with a very difficult spring to get a crop planted, a very wet spring. And crop insurance really helped our members maintain their farming operations, get their bills paid, and be able to do it all again the next year.
You were in Springfield last week for the Governmental Affairs Leadership Conference. Lots of face-to-face conversations with legislators.
Absolutely. You know, our legislative reception on the evening of the conference is always a big hit. We had over 100 legislators in town that visited with their members all across the state, and a large number of our adopted legislators are in attendance, and it's a great opportunity to visit and share and talk about what's important to each of them.
And lots of bills the General Assembly is dealing with this year that could have an impact on those Farm Bureau members.
Absolutely. And, you know, we continue to work with legislators, building relationships and finding a way forward that we can do what we love to do is running our farms.
All right, Rich, let's look at the calendar and down the road, a very busy few weeks before you get in the fields in Randolph County. So AFBF board meeting coming up?
Week after next, AFBF board meeting. And this year we are going to Arizona. President Duvall has made a commitment that one board meeting a year will be around the countryside. Last year we were in Pennsylvania and this year in Arizona. We're going to the border to see what it's like as immigrants come across the border and the impact on our membership, our Arizona's membership, living along the border and the challenges that they face. So I'm really looking forward to it. A lot of discussion in the boardroom on a number of the topics and issues that we're dealing with right here in Illinois. Farm Bill, you name it, WOTUS.
And Leaders to Washington, another great opportunity for folks is that they get to participate, a small group, but a mighty group, it sounds like, going to D.C.
Absolutely. And, you know, Adam and we'll be taking a group of 8 to 12 folks out there. It's always a great time. And if you have an opportunity, our membership out in the countryside, if you've not been, please sign up. We're going to do 3 or 4 this year with the Farm Bill being in. So you'll have an opportunity to join. But everyone that has gone on a leader's trip to Washington has come back and said, I wish I'd have done it sooner in my farming career.
You have a lot of points of pride in your life as a farmer, as a dairyman, a Farm Bureau member, and an FFA member.
Absolutely. You know, my those days were really great. You know, my first leadership role, you might say, outside of Randolph County. I really enjoyed that opportunity. Made a lot of great friends back then as a sectional president, and got to meet a lot of people. And, you know, that blue and gold really brings pride to you that you had an opportunity to wear it, although I can't wear that jacket today.
I was going to ask you that, but it's FFA week. So what is your message to those young FFA, young ag students across the state of Illinois?
Stay engaged. Take advantage of every opportunity that is provided and grow in your leadership skills, and that you, down the road, can make more of an impact and serve your county, whatever leadership role on the county boards or in ag, and just be a part of it.
Overall message, Rich, kind of summarizing what your thoughts are and what you're thinking. Message to membership today.
It's always a great opportunity to talk about agriculture and farming, and our members are engaged. I look forward to visiting with our members and get their input as we put together this organizational member strategy. It's sharing and working together to make this the best organization, continue to grow the organization for the next 100 years.
Rich Gebert, president of the Illinois Farm Bureau. Coming up next, we'll talk to the leadership team at the Soil and Water Conservation District in Livingston County. A recent annual meeting, a look back, and of course, a look forward. Stay with us. This is RFD Today.
Are you counting deer instead of sheep? If you're dreaming about a new John Deere, a Farm Bureau membership will make it easy to save big. Your local County Farm Bureau membership gives you automatic access to John Deere's rewards program with savings on farm equipment, yard equipment, and special parts. This premium status would normally require purchase of 2 pieces of John Deere equipment within 12 months. Contact your County Farm Bureau office for more information or visit ilfb.org.
Witness the dedication and the heart.
My great-grandfather was a farmer, and my dad was a farmer, so there's several generations.
Of those that care for the land we have.
The Illinois Nutrient Loss Reduction Strategy has become a thing in and of itself.
An exclusive documentary.
I've never come to the point where I've implemented a practice and I say, let's quit.
Sustaining Our Future, a farm family story. Now available to watch on the Illinois Farm Bureau YouTube channel.
You're never too old to play in the dirt. Whether it's for work or play, Caterpillar is a go-to for machines and equipment. Farm Bureau members can now save up to $5,000 on the purchase or lease of eligible Cat machines, including wheel loaders, small and medium dozers, backhoe loaders, excavators, and more. Farm Bureau members also receive an additional $250 credit on work tool attachments purchased with new Cat machines. Not a Farm Bureau member yet? Visit your county Farm Bureau offices for more information.
RFD Radio Network's DeLoss Yonke connects rural routes for you. DeLoss delivers essential farm and food-related news to our listeners. His witty voice has been heard on the air for more than 2 decades. Here's a bit about his rural roots.
Growing up on a farm prepared me for my career. I try to know a little about a lot of things and let the people I interview be the experts. I've always wanted to be on the radio. I'm just happy to do what I enjoy.
Be it routes or roots, RFD Radio, FarmWeekNow.com, and Farm Week keep you connected.
Did you know that hepatitis C causes tens of thousands of U.S. deaths every year? Hepatitis C is the leading cause of cirrhosis and liver cancer, and the leading cause of death from liver disease. Those who have hepatitis C often don't even know it. But there is good news. Not only good, but easy. A simple blood test will tell you whether or not you have hepatitis C. If you do have it, it's curable. More than 9 out of 10 people who receive highly effective treatment are cured, and less likely to develop liver cancer or liver complications. In fact, one little blood test, and you can do your part to help eliminate hepatitis C for good. Get tested, get treated, get cured. Visit hep.org for more information.
Back on RFD today on a Wednesday, we're focusing on the soil and water conservation districts around the state. Many, for decades, have been hard at work conserving soil, working with farmers and landowners. Those boards are made up of voluntary, hardworking landowners and farmers like Lee Bunting. Lee has been the chair of the Livingston County Soil and Water Conservation District for years, and he told us more about connecting early his farm to conservation.
Well, my two brothers, Don and Art, we farm in the Dwight area and Emmington and around in northern Dwight a little bit, you know, and been no-till beans for, since 82 or 3. And we mostly do minimum till on our corn. The last four or five years, we've been dealing with some cover crop. We started out flying the cover crop on oats and radishes, and we did that for a couple of years, and that didn't seem to work because it's expensive. You got to get a helicopter to do that. We raise a little bit of wheat every year, so I keep the wheat seed back. And this last year we bought a John Deere drill, bean drill, and so we put the wheat in and the cover crop in this year, and it's looking pretty good. You know, looks like it worked out pretty good. But trying to keep the costs down, but try cover crops and promote cover crops. And as far as conservation, my dad started farming in the home place there in 1946, and when I was growing up, well, we had these contours. We had to plow around the contour, and I could figure out the hill. We're on the side hill, but you're plowing around the contour. So he instilled that in us and in me way back in the 40s and 50s when I was old enough to run a plow or plant around. He did all the planting. I was too in, but anyway, but planting around the contour. So, I mean, that's part of that field there. You haul out the contour and the rest of the straight rows, and so that's kind of been an identification for us. And so started a long time ago. Of course, I've been on the board for a long time, too.
So you felt it very important to be a part of the Soil and Water Conservation District. Why, and what are some of the things that you guys have done and, all the volunteerism that has to happen to keep a district up and running?
Well, I've been 45 years, so I got on the district, and most people were plowing still, and so we introduced the chisel plow. The district movement is education and awareness program, promoting the new ways of saving the soil. I mean, it was soil erosion then, and we started in the district in the late 70s, early 80s. The district got a grant from Illinois EPA to set up to check wind erosion. And I don't know if you remember, Ray Ripley was the executive director then, you know, and he built little stands out in the middle of a plowed cornfield, you know, and set up some EPA equipment. And, of course, when the wind blew across, you know, it measured that, you know, but you could see that in the road ditches. The road ditches would fill up. So that really sold a lot of chisel plows, and that parked a lot of plows in the county. And then the next step was no-tilling, you know, promoting no-till. And I believe in 1978, I borrowed a Alice Chalmers 6-row no-till planter. And I don't know, it was pretty crude-looking outfit, but anyway, planted in 10 acres, no-tilled 10 acres, you know. But we did not have the herbicides and the chemicals then to handle. You know, Roundup hadn't been developed yet, so it was a struggle to use no-till. But it's been practiced. It's been tried for a long time here in Illinois. And so, but now with Roundup and the chemicals, no-tilling soybeans and no-tilling corn, strip-tilling is all, you know, very good practice. And
Livingston County farmer Lee Bunting, chair of the Livingston County Soil and Water Conservation District. Becky Taylor works for the district as resource conservationist. She is a Livingston County native and talks more about the programs and the communication in the county.
what programs are being initiated, and how does Livingston County, you know, stack up to others?
I'm not sure how we stack up to others. It's kind of, you know, Illinois is such a diverse state when you go from top to bottom and east to west. I would say when you compare us to surrounding counties, we're about the same. But we do a lot of, we try to work either by ourselves or with other organizations to host tours or meetings. We have worked with American Farmland Trust, so we have hosted some tours and meetings with them. I actually have a meeting coming up in March that I'm going to try doing what they call, we're calling them tool shed talks. So trying to get a small number of farmers in a tool shed just to talk about different conservation stuff. And so we're going to do this one actually up in the Streeter area at S&S Chemical. It's going to be making sense of conservation. We're trying to show them the economic value behind conservation. That's kind of my push has been lately, is trying to do some of these smaller meetings, because, you know, a lot of times you have the big meetings and nothing really happens until afterwards when they have their little small conversations. So I'm trying to just mimic those small conversations. And then otherwise, I also do women landowner meetings or women in agriculture meetings. I try to do at least one of those a year. This last year, we did one in August at Humiston Woods talking about soil erosion and also native plantings. So it was kind of a, here's an issue, here's one possible way to handle that issue. Other than that, just through our newsletter and other media outreach, we try to educate farmers, and there's always somebody here for questions. And if we're not, somebody can take a message and we can get back to them. So,
Becky Taylor, resource conservationist, the Livingston County Soil and Water Conservation District. Like in every county, the SWCD housed in the USDA Service Center in the county. Soil and Water Conservation District's there to help landowners, farmers, and the land. Back with more RFD Today. More farm news and information ahead. Stay tuned for more RFD Today here on the Illinois Farm Bureau Radio Network.
From your front door to your back fence, Granger's got you covered. Farm Bureau members receive discounts on everyday needs, from batteries to light bulbs to cleaning supplies. For those bigger jobs, check out the savings on tools, generators, paint, and more. Outside jobs are easier with discounts on mowers, equipment, and even pool supplies, all with free shipping for Farm Bureau members. At Granger, you'll find what you need for every job, inside and outside the house. Contact your local county Farm Bureau for more details on how you can save with your Farm Bureau membership.
Your Illinois Corn Checkoff is positioning farmers to grow by sharing valuable information on a new communication platform. Illinois Corn TV is a weekly feature on the IL Corn YouTube channel that keeps farmers up to date on the news and issues impacting your farm and your legacy. Subscribe to the IL Corn YouTube channel and don't miss a thing. Learn more at www.ilcorn.org.
For every acre and every season, Case IH Equipment and Farm Bureau have your back. With your County Farm Bureau membership, you save $200 to $500 on Case IH tractors, large mowers, balers, and more. Tell your local dealer that you're a Farm Bureau member to get those savings applied to your purchase. Not a Farm Bureau member? Join now at ilfb.org or visit your County Farm Bureau office for more information.
Have your eyes on a new Ford truck? Your County Farm Bureau membership can help you get that shiny new truck in your driveway. Farm Bureau members get exclusive $500 bonus cash on a new Ford Ranger F-150 or Super Duty. You can't afford not to be a Farm Bureau member. That's right, Farm Bureau members get exclusive $500 bonus cash. Join now at ilfb.org or visit your County Farm Bureau for more details.
RFD Radio Network's Jim Taylor connects rural routes for you. You can trust Jim every morning for your overnight markets. He gets up early to help keep farmers on top of their game. Here's a bit about his rural routes.
I have the opportunity to cover something different every day and provide listeners with up-to-date markets, news they need to do their job and be successful, from legislative issues to crop updates and weather, of course.
Be it routes or routes, RFD Radio, FarmWeekNow.com, and Farm Week keep you connected.
Illinois Farm Bureau, an organization that supports Illinois' number one industry, agriculture. Today, Illinois membership includes everyone from farmers to folks like you.
Discover benefits which provide a strong voice, advocacy, educational opportunities, community service, local discounts, and so much more. Thank you for being a member of Illinois Farm Bureau. If you aren't already a member, sign up today at ilfb.org.
This is the RFD Radio Network, RFD Today, Wednesday edition rolling on. I know some messy weather impacting much of Illinois today, mostly rain, but I know kind of the northern tier, some concern over freezing rain. So as always, monitor that local RFD Radio Network affiliate station. Coming up a bit later on the program, we'll learn a little bit about the Farm Rescue Program coming to Illinois. And then we'll continue to celebrate National FFA Week and visit with Jennifer Waters with FK, Facilitating Coordination in Agricultural Education. Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski holding an ag listening session in Springfield yesterday. The farmers in attendance telling her that crop insurance is very important to protect as a new farm bill is being debated. The freshman representative says she wants to hear more from farmers and others in ag as she prepares to be a direct part of writing the next farm bill. It's part of the House Ag Committee.
This is what I think the work of the committee will be, is to find out what we need to be doing to make sure that we're protecting crop insurance, it remains solvent. I think what you heard in the council were just some flags maybe around conservation and making sure that whatever is added to cover and crop insurance doesn't overall diminish the overall program. So I think that was a good flag, and that's exactly what this council is about, me being able to hear directly from those that are impacted by the farm bill in this community about the things that are concerning. And so that was a concern that was raised, so I look forward to learning more about it.
Budzinski is also serving on three House Ag subcommittees. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker touting his Smart Start Early Childhood Education Initiative. He's been traveling the state. He was in downstate yesterday in Macomb at the MacArthur Early Childhood Center.
The MacArthur Early Childhood Learning Center provides a quality, safe place for Macomb's youngest children each day. There's no more important public investment that we can make than an investment in children and their families. And that's why I'm asking my partners in the General Assembly to adopt the Smart Start Illinois plan. It's a multi-year investment that will provide every 3- and 4-year-old with access to a preschool program just like this one. It begins with adding $250 million in programs this year and $100 million in facilities all across the state of Illinois. We're putting more money into the hands of providers to expand their programs, raise quality, and hire more staff. In the next school year alone, we're going to add an additional 5,000 preschool spots across Illinois in quality programs just like this one. The next part of Smart Start Illinois is all about quality childcare. To give children the best care possible, we will launch the nation's first early childhood workforce compensation contract program, bringing stability to the field by increasing wages for a workforce that's primarily women and primarily women of color across the state of Illinois, so that we can attract and retain many more people into the childcare field. Smart Start will pair higher wages with an early childhood ACE scholarship program, allowing us to expand the pipeline of early childhood educators in Illinois. Pre-K and childcare are only two pieces of the equation, though. Illinois families need access to services like home visiting and early intervention, but providers don't currently have enough capacity. The Smart Start plan is going to change that. I'm proposing a $40 million investment in early intervention services, allowing thousands of children and their families to maintain access to these critical services and giving providers a much-needed boost. This is for families who have kids who have developmental delays or are suffering from autism and are looking for extra services. We have those in the state of Illinois. We've been providing them for many years in the early intervention program, and it is making an enormous difference for many families, but now we can do it for many more. And Smart Start also expands funding for home visits, a crucial program that promotes children's development, reduces domestic violence, and supports health so we can reach many more at-risk families. I want to point out that Illinois was one of the very first states to start doing home visits. This is critical for many families, particularly first-time moms, who might just need a little bit of help accessing services that the state offers or getting to know what it is that they need to do to give their kids the best possible start. On top of that, I'm proposing that we devote $100 million, I mentioned this earlier, to building new childcare and preschool facilities and expanding existing ones. Virtually everywhere I go in the state, we hear about preschools and childcare facilities that are full and they have a waiting list. And so we want to make sure that anybody that's on a waiting, because that's a desert. If you are a parent and you're looking for childcare and the place that you need to go to that's near your home is full, you may as well live in a place that doesn't have childcare or preschool. So we want to make sure that we're covering all of that for families. And then, of course, in many areas of Illinois, in rural areas of Illinois, you know, you live here, 45 minutes this way is childcare or preschool, and 45 minutes that way is your job. That's not an opportunity for you. You're simply living in a desert. So we want to make sure that early childhood programs are available everywhere in the state, and this program is going to help us end the early childhood deserts in Illinois, and working families will have more and better options for their children.
The governor will be in Rock Island today and also Rockford. You're listening to the RFD Radio Network. Let's highlight some of the great extension programs taking place throughout the state. The Marshall Putnam Extension Office in Henry, they have public speaking made easy. Three sessions for this. The first one starting today. A lot of us could use help with that, right? Public speaking made easy. Marshall Putnam Extension Office in Henry. Among the great extension programs throughout the state. You're listening to the RFD Radio Network. I'm Jim Taylor.
$302,000 is the number of discounts that our Farm Bureau members have exclusive access to. With the Abenity app, Farm Bureau members can save big on travel, a new vehicle, farm and garden equipment, restaurants, theme parks, and more. There are discounts that every family can take advantage of. You can access this Farm Bureau membership benefit with the Abenity app for Android and iPhone. Want to get in on those $302,000 benefits? Contact your County Farm Bureau office for more information or visit ilfb.org.
When it comes to our members, Chris Magnuson connects rural routes for you. Chris leads Illinois Farm Bureau's efforts to provide valuable information to our members. He has spent two decades with IFB. Here's a bit about his rural roots.
I grew up on a farm with corn, soybeans, and Christmas trees. I've been in ag communication for three decades now. My greatest satisfaction has always remained the same: to serve our members.
Be it routes or routes, RFD Radio, FarmWeekNow.com, and Farm Week keep you connected.
Let's check the markets now on the RFD Radio Network. I'm Jim Taylor. Corn, beans, and wheat all trading lower. March corn, 677 and a quarter, down 3 1/4. May corn down 2 3/4, 677 and 3/4. July corn, 667, down 2 1/4. March beans, 1545 and a half, down 3 1/4. May beans down 3 3/4, 1540 and a quarter. July beans, 1532 and a quarter, down 4 1/2. March Chicago wheat, 737 and a quarter, down 13 1/4. May wheat down 11 3/4, 751. May bean meal, 479.50, down 210. May bean oil up 20 cents, 63.15. March feeders, 187.05, up 17 cents. February live cattle, 164.70, down a nickel. April lean hogs, 87.05, down 2.05. Energy market at this hour. April crude oil, 75.36, down a dollar. Jim Taylor on the RFD Radio Network. Jim Taylor on the RFD Radio Network. The headline reads, Farm Rescue adds new state to service footprint. That new state is Illinois. We get a chance to visit with Dan Erdman. He is the marketing program manager for Farm Rescue. So this is coming to Illinois. We can begin our conversation. Dan, tell us a little bit about the organization. What is Farm Rescue all about?
You bet. Again, thanks for the opportunity, Jim. We sure appreciate it. Farm Rescue is a 501c3 nonprofit organization We've been around since 2005. Our very first assistance operation, we call it, was back in 2006. And what we do is we coordinate volunteers, and we have our own equipment. We go out and we plant, make hay, harvest, feed livestock for farm families that are going through a major crisis, whether a result of injury, illness, or natural disaster, kind of the three big qualifiers for receiving assistance. It's done free of charge. Again, it's all volunteer-based. The folks that are out there actually serving as our boots on the ground in the field are volunteers themselves of, you know, just varying backgrounds, as you might imagine, a lot of retired farmers, but people kind of all backgrounds that feel a calling to come support this mission. Again, just to extend a helping hand to farm families in crisis and to, you know, hopefully get them on to the next season and give them an opportunity for recovery in the short term here is what it's all about. And just trying to, you know, leave a legacy for the next generation is the sole purpose that, you know, Farm Rescue is founded on and why we still exist today.
And you have a website, farmrescue.org. So 2005 is the backstory when this organization was created. Is it something where you just saw a need and you said, hey, we need to come together and find out what we can do to help some of these families that are going through a rough patch? How can we do that? Can you just tell us about kind of the wheels in motion in 2005?
Absolutely. You know what? It all kind of began with one man. His name is Bill Gross. He's our president and founder. He still serves as president on our board of directors. And Bill serves in a volunteer capacity. Bill grew up on a family farm himself in North Dakota, where our main offices are still located. And, you know, like a lot of families said, you know, his parents knew that they weren't going to have much to leave for him and kind of encouraged him to go on to higher education. So Bill went and became a pilot. And for many years now, he's flown all over the world with his job. Again, it's incredible that he still has time, as much time as he does to devote to Farm Rescue as he's kind of flying all over the world. But again, rewind to around 2005 there, just making small talk with a co-pilot of his about retirement plans. And Bill had always, you know, dreamt of buying a tractor in retirement and just going from farm to farm and just, you know, helping those families that need a hand up. And his co-pilot challenged him way back when, again, you know, why wait until retirement? And so that was kind of the initial seed that was planted that grew into what Farm Rescue is today. Again, it's an age-old concept of, you know, neighbors helping neighbors in a time of need. Things started very small back then. Again, it's really just Bill that got that ball rolling and just stopping at, you know, local businesses saying, here's my idea. This is what I need. Will you support these efforts? And it's incredible how many individuals and businesses, you know, latched onto that idea and truly believed in what was being built through Farm Rescue. And again, that first year in 2006, the first planting season, I think they helped 10 farm families with just a couple volunteers. And since then, again, we've added 7 more states outside of North Dakota. Again, Illinois being the most recent here in 2023, but again, up to 8 states that we'll cover. We've added services, equipment, but what's truly incredible is the number of volunteers that have gotten behind this. Again, throughout our history, we've had over 1,000 volunteers that have signed up to support this, you know, this mission and in the field. Again, whether it be driving a tractor to plant, make hay, you know, drive a combine, just an incredible family of volunteers that have signed on and many that come back each year to support our efforts and just incredible the connections that have been made throughout that time. Again, you know, hundreds of volunteers over dozens of years here that have been out making a difference for these farm families in a time of crisis. And so those bonds have grown over the years and just the number of families that have been supported has continued to climb. This spring, we should be assisting our 1,000th farm family in crisis. So it's been an incredible journey that started very small with, again, a small but, you know, important idea that Bill had that has grown tremendously.
Yeah, well, the need is there. If you say 1,000, you've helped 1,000 farm families since 2006. Again, the states now that Farm Rescue has a presence includes Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, North Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, South Dakota, and the latest being Illinois. You talk about kind of, you know, business help or whatever that, that, you know, is a big part of this. And I see the expansion with Illinois made possible through Anheuser-Busch, John Deere, Nutrien Ag Solutions, and Wiffles Hybrid. So you have, you know, the business side of it on board too. So those groups understand the importance of the mission of your organization.
Absolutely. And again, we couldn't do what we do without our sponsors. Again, it's, as a nonprofit, everything that we do is a result of the generosity of others. Again, whether it be those individual donors, local sponsors, but you know, we've been blessed to have a number of larger, you know, even worldwide sponsors come on that because they, you know, see the importance of what's being Farm Rescue. So yeah, the Anheuser-Busch's, John Deere has been huge. We've always run John Deere equipment and they've really, you know, gotten more involved from the corporate level, but we've had such incredible support from the local John Deere level as well. Again, a lot of those regional and local implement retailers have been very helpful to us with, you know, service and parts when needed over the years. And again, some of those other bigger sponsors jumping on like Nutrien Ag and of course, Wiffles Hybrids has been such an incredible partner. We begin to kind of build our name there in the state of Illinois because they have such a local presence. And that's some of the difficulty, again, when we launch into a new state is, you know, people don't know who we are. Again, we're a nonprofit and you know, farmers and ranchers are extremely proud people. It's not easy to ask for help. And I think there's always that hesitancy of, you know, what's the catch? You know, what's the ulterior motive? And I can assure you, being with Farm Rescue for several years now, there is no ulterior motive. There's no catch. It's free assistance when it's needed most, again, in the case of injury, illness, or natural disaster. So to have that local help, like from Wiffles Hybrids and from John Deere, you know, we're helping their customers and just people in their communities. And I, you know, I think they see the importance of that and they see how they can team up with us because we take referrals too. And that's such a big part of what we do at Farm Rescue because of that pride that goes along with farming and ranching and the difficulty in asking for help sometimes. Every once in a while, it just takes that little extra nudge from, you know, a spouse or a, you know, friend, a neighbor, just someone in the community that knows of a family that's going through a difficult time. It may be, you know, a family member that's going through ongoing cancer treatments that's keeping them out of the field during a very important time of year. Just, you know, an unexpected injury that occurs, which is very common, obviously, in farming and ranching, and we've helped a lot of folks in those types of situations.
All right. Again, the website farmrescue.org. You're listening to the RFD Radio Network. I'm Jim Taylor. Let's check daily livestock news. The 2023 Illinois Performance Tested Bull Sale coming up on February 23rd at the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield. New selling format, videos of bulls will be shown during the live auction instead of running through the sale ring. All bulls will be on display for buyer inspection during the sale. Halter broke as well as docile, non-halter broke bulls are eligible. Non-haltered cattle will be screened for disposition prior to the sale. Sale order and qualifications are determined by performance in multi-trait economic selection indexes. The sale order is based on the percent rank for a maternal and a terminal dollar value index in each breed. The two indexes are included in the sale catalog. More information online, iptbullsale.com. You're listening to the RFD Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Rich Giebert, president of the Illinois Farm Bureau. My family and I farm corn, soybeans, and cattle on our Randolph County farm. I believe Illinois agriculture is better, in part, because of the robust livestock industry in our state, which provides market opportunities that allow future generations to return to their family farms. As we recognize what livestock brings to the table and look ahead to the future, it's critical that each of us lends our support to this important industry.
There's a new truck in town, and it's looking for you. Picture yourself in the driver's seat of a Ford Ranger, Ford F-150, or Ford Super Duty truck, and then picture $500 of Ford bonus cash. This bonus cash offer is exclusively for Farm Bureau members, and you must be a member for 30 days prior to the new truck purchase. So plan accordingly and get ready to be the new truck in town. Go to www.ilfb.org/membership/benefits for more information.
Jim Taylor back on the RFD Radio Network. Let's all say it together. FK, Facilitating Coordination in Agricultural Education. The District 3 coordinator, kind of in the west central portion of the state, is Jennifer Waters. So I know National FFA Week is near and dear to your heart, Jennifer Waters. You're a former state officer, right? How vividly do you remember those days?
You know, they're pretty vivid, and but a lot of sleep deprivation, too, I think. Those kids are on the road all the time. They're busy. And, Jim, I mean, let's not lie. That's been 20 years ago, so the memory is kind of fading here. But, no, a great week to celebrate our members, a great week, you know, to celebrate and share the impact of FFA on its members.
So it's interesting because your position now, I'm assuming you travel a lot of the state, at least the west central portion of the state. So that year as a state FFA officer probably trains you well for the current position you have.
You're exactly right. I do a lot of traveling here in West Central Illinois, visiting our agriculture programs. And with that, you know, as a state officer, I didn't know if I wanted to be an ag teacher or if I wanted to go into agriculture business. And so that year as a state officer really solidified my choice to go into agriculture education, to be an ag teacher. I did teach for 7 years prior to taking this position. You know, it was just those experiences and seeing the great things the teachers were doing that really inspired me to continue on that path.
Yeah, I think we're talking off the air. A member, a proud member of the Taylorville FFA chapter, and I know they have a proud heritage because I've talked to some of their kids currently.
That's great to hear. You're right. Proud member of the Taylorville FFA chapter. 4 years in FFA there with a lot of great people, a lot of great friends, and, you know, great advisors too.
All right. So what's going on in District 3? How are you celebrating National FFA Week? What are some of the different things you're doing?
Well, actually, this is the 75th year for National FFA Week. So National FFA Week started in 1948. We always celebrate the week of George Washington's birthday since he was a, you know, dedicated person to the agriculture industry. And those of you who remember opening ceremonies from FFA, remember the treasurer is the emblem of Washington. So we celebrate during his birthday. And like I said, the 75th year, seeing a lot of activities going on with days of service, students working in their communities. Of course, we have our spirit dress-up days, just like students like to do with homecoming weeks. Community service projects are going on, and I've seen a lot of community breakfast going on, a lot of pancakes and sausage being served throughout this part of the state this week.
I know you're doing some recognition too, right? You're rolling out these Golden Owl Awards. Do you want to speak to that?
Sure. You know, in Illinois, we have 355 FFA chapters, and there are 502 teachers serving in those chapters. And, you know, this week we are recognizing our Golden Owls. So I always like to think of it, you know, I show my age a little bit when I mention Ed McMahon and, you know, the prize squad from Publishers Clearinghouse. I always watch those commercials as a kid, you know, that they'd show up with a big check and balloons and surprise someone. And that's exactly what we get to do this week to five lucky FFA advisors in the state of Illinois. So within the five districts of Illinois, we'll be traveling around. The Golden Owl is sponsored by the Illinois Association of Vocational Agriculture Teachers, Nationwide, Farm Credit Illinois, and Compeer Financial. And these ag teachers will be receiving a check of $500. And of course, we like to have some cake and some surprises as well. But we will show up at their schools and announce those winners. And then the state winner will be announced this June.
So, and you know, it's nice to be recognized by kind of a peer group. So I know that's one thing where you talk about these 502 educators that are in the running for five of these awards to get the peer recognition, I know has to be extra special. And of course, everybody, you know, you get the financial reward with this as well, which, you know, benefits the classroom or whatever. But what about just kind of the peer recognition?
I think the peer recognition is huge. And, you know, also, not only are these teachers nominated by their peers, they're also nominated by their students, former students, parents, community members. And so it's our opportunity to really thank them for what they've done, because we know our ag teachers putting in countless hours. You know, they're positively impacting the lives of students. And a lot of times they're using their own resources to pay for the things they need in the classroom. So it's our chance to come back. And, you know, it's also an emotional event, because we bring in their families and we bring in their parents or their grandparents. And, you know, it's a great experience in the ag education family.
All right. I know great resources available online with the ilagged.org site. Again, ilagged.org site. So we're winding down the current school year, but we always have to be thinking ahead about what does the next school year like, or what does the next school year look like. Are you feel pretty good about, you know, able to fill any vacancies or handle any openings that are forthcoming in ag education?
You know, so far we have 27 job openings for next year. Last year, all in, all done, we were at 197 new ag teacher positions last year that we had to fill. So 27 so far doesn't seem too daunting. But for your listeners out there, if you are interested in teaching agriculture education at your local high schools or middle schools, there are opportunities as long as you have 2,000 hours of experience in agriculture and also 60 credit hours of college credit completed. So if you weren't an ag education major in college, that's okay. We'll still take you, because we know they have a lot of great experiences out there. And, you know, we have 30 graduates coming up this year for ag education, and we're going to need some more people to help fill those positions. So hopefully someone's out there. And like you said, the resource, Illinois Ag Education website, ilagged.org.
All right. Always great to visit with our friends at FKA. Jennifer Waters representing District 3, a former Illinois State FFA officer serving as treasurer. Jennifer, nice visiting with you. We'll talk to you down the road.
Same to you, and happy National FFA Week.
All right. Awesome. You're listening to the RFD Radio Network. I'm Jim Taylor.
More farm news and information ahead. Stay tuned for more RFD Today here on the Illinois Farm Bureau Radio Network. I'm Rita Frazier, a proud NAFB farm broadcaster and director of the RFD Radio Network. We are the number one ag radio network in the state and a part of the Illinois Farm Bureau, serving Illinois farmers. We rely on local radio partners like this one to distribute valuable agriculture information, markets, and weather. I join my broadcast partners, Delos Jahnke and Jim Taylor, each day. And together, we cover the news that impact your farm, your community, and your pocketbook. We are the RFD Radio Network. We believe in local radio, and together, we cover Illinois ag better.